Reports say a group of American spies are aiding anti-government armed gangs in Syria. The New York Times is citing American officials and Arab intelligence officers in its report. The CIA agents reportedly are operating out of Turkey, helping anti-government groups in Syria. They've been in southern Turkey for several weeks now. The officers are providing intelligence to anti-Assad governments in order to help them decide what gang or gangs inside the country should get their weapons. These weapons range from automatic rifles and rocket-propelled grenades to anti-tank arsenal. What's more, the officials say, is that these weapons are bought and paid for by Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The arsenal is then smuggled into Syria, mostly across from Turkey through obscure intermediaries. Washington recently categorically rejected the accusation of providing arms to Syrian opposition. To discuss this more, I'm joined from Beirut by Franklin Lam, international lawyer. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Lawyer, Mr. Lam, how would you explain the CIA's involvement in Syria?
Well, in a way, we aren't surprised, are we? I think we realize that they've been involved for some while. What's interesting is the increased amount of detail that's coming out and specifics, because, as we know, the goal is high. The goal is nothing less than regime change. And given recent actions by Russia and words by Russia, I think the Americans feel they had to respond, as a question of credibility. And the goal is, besides regime change, is to weaken Iran and weaken Hezbollah. So the stakes are very, very high. I have little doubt that the Americans will go much further in the future as far as ratcheting up the pressure to implement its goals. But the detail in the New York Times report is interesting and again confirms what has been suggested earlier.
Indeed, I mean, many seem to question the role that Syria's neighbors are playing. I mean, especially Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, with them paying for the weapons that are being sent to the armed gangs in Syria.
Yeah, a very dangerous game. I'm frankly surprised by Turkey. They have ambitions in the region, and I think they may be betting on the wrong horse here if they think the Americans are going to come back in a big way and dominate and blaze the way for, their own interests. So, I'm personally surprised at the depth of the apparent Turkish involvement.
Just how effective has the United Nations been in Syria?
Unfortunately, not at all. Which of the 6 points which we could list, the most important being the ceasefire, has been achieved? I think it's realized that Annan's courageous, positive effort that everybody supports is only there, as sort of a potted plant until other actions are taken or maybe another deal that's more credible is offered. But ultimately, the keys are Iran and Russia and then America. And the resolution will come from those three if it's to happen and not from the observers. However much we admire the United Nations and the individual courage of those people trying to stop the killing. But the Annan's plan, I think everybody agrees, privately is dead, but they want to have something in place for their own further goals.
And you're in Lebanon, in Beirut. I mean, just how has unrest in Syria been contagious vis-a-vis Lebanon?
Gosh, in a number of ways, not just the fighting up in Tripoli between the supporters of Assad and the opponents, but also here in Beirut, in the neighborhood of Tariq Shadidi 2 weeks ago. And in the last 3 days, 3 Palestinians have been killed, 2 in Nara Barad camp and 1 in Ain al-Helwi, that is being blamed on the tensions in Syria. In a way, the borders, I believe, between Syria and Lebanon have been erased by this crisis and chaos because of the deep support that the Assad regime has and also the deep support of the opposition against him, fueled by the same people, fueled by the Americans, the Saudis and the Qataris, the March 14th Hariri alliance against the Christians, the largest number of Christians, and Hezbollah on the other side. So I think we're not surprised at that either. Of course, it's very dangerous here, and almost daily a new incident occurs. So it's had, in answer to your question, enormous impact on Lebanon.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Franklin Lam, international lawyer from Beirut.
My pleasure.
Thanks for your time there, sir.